morning watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 11. The surplus of the produce of the good land and the corporate worship of God the Father in truthfulness. Friday, related verses. John 4:14-23. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water, gushing up into eternal life. But an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness, for the Father also seeks such to worship him. Colossians 3:16-17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Ephesians 4:21-25. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, as the reality is in Jesus, that you put off, as regards your former manner of life, the old man, which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Therefore, having put off the lie, speak truth, each one with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Related reading. Truthfulness in John 4:24 denotes the divine reality becoming man's genuineness and sincerity for the true worship of God. The divine reality is Christ, who is the reality, as the reality of all the offerings of the Old Testament for the worship of God, and as the fountain of the living water, the life-giving spirit, partaken of and drunk by his believers to be the reality within them. This reality eventually becomes the believers' genuineness and sincerity, in which they worship God with the worship that he seeks. Unless we experience Christ and gain him as reality in our being, we cannot worship God in truthfulness. We need to present to God and share with others the Christ whom we have experienced. In order to have the genuine worship in truthfulness, Christ must be presented to God. If in our singing, calling on the name of the Lord, praying and praising, Christ is not presented to God, all these practices will be empty. If Christ is not offered to God through our calling and praying, there will be little or no reality in our worship, and our worship will not be in truthfulness. Worshiping God in truthfulness is not only a matter of our meeting life, but also a matter of our daily living. In order to worship God in truthfulness, we need to handle Christ in every aspect of our daily living. When we comb our hair, brush our teeth, or carry out any other activity, we should do it with Christ. Then God will send the living Spirit as the heavenly rain to water us and to cause something of Christ to grow in us. We should no longer come to the meetings merely to receive teachings or to listen to a message. We should come to the meetings with the intention and the full expectation of presenting something of Christ to God for his satisfaction and sharing something of Christ with the saints for their mutual enjoyment. Whenever we come to the meetings, we should say to the Lord, O Lord, I come to the meetings only for you. I would like to present you as my offering to the Father and my enjoyment with the saints. Since our intention is to worship the Father with the Christ whom we have experienced, we need to begin to praise and sing as soon as we enter into our car to come to the meetings. There is no need for us to wait until we arrive at the meeting hall before we begin to sing, psalm, and praise the Lord. You may say, Father, I am bringing the surplus of your dear son to the meeting as worship to you. I will present him to you as my offering and share him with my brothers and sisters. When we have this kind of realization, our meetings will be revolutionized. All the saints will bring in their surplus of the Christ whom they have experienced. Each person will have something to present to God for his satisfaction and to share with all the saints before him. I believe that the Lord will recover this kind of worship among his children. We need to present the surplus of Christ to the Father. We need to speak for Christ and present something of Christ. Again, I say, we need to labor on Christ in every aspect of our daily living. Then we will have a portion preserved, untouched, and set aside uniquely for the worship of God in the meetings. This will be a secret portion to the Father for his satisfaction and for the saints' enjoyment. You need to look to the Lord and pray that the church meetings will be recovered to this extent.